This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning, everyone. Officials from more than 40 nations are in Annapolis, Maryland today. The goal, the start of the first Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in 7 years. President Bush spoke to the gathering last night.
We've come together this week because we share a common goal. Two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security.
But major obstacles are ahead for the envoys. Some Arab diplomats are reluctantly attending. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is only doing so on the condition that he doesn't have to shake hands with Israelis. We talk with somebody who has been there and done that, former Israeli Ambassador Uri Sevier. That's coming up later on in the show. The U.S. military is reporting that two people are dead after American troops fired on a minibus in Baghdad. The bus drove into an area limited to cars. The U.S. says the driver ignored a warning shot. Iraqi officials are saying the number of the dead is higher, as many as four. Doctors performed a heart procedure on Vice President Dick Cheney yesterday. Doctors say he's back to normal, though. Doctors at George Washington University Hospital shocked the Veep's heart. Doctors spotted the condition while doing a checkup at the White House for a lingering cough from a cold. And the vice president is back at work. Steve Fawcett's wife says she wants him declared dead. She says it's time. She's asking a Chicago area court for the declaration. Peggy Fawcett says she believes her millionaire adventurer husband was killed in a plane crash in September. The 63-year-old Fawcett disappeared September 3rd after taking off in a single-engine plane from a Nevada airstrip. Michael Vick's lawyers will go before a Virginia judge today to set a trial date on state dogfighting charges. Vick won't attend the hearing. He's already in jail, though, after pleading guilty to federal dogfighting conspiracy counts. His lawyers say they'll fight the state charges on grounds that Vick can't be convicted of the same crime twice. And finally, nearly 80 officers were injured as rampaging youths hurled firebombs and set cars ablaze in Paris. Police also say they were shot at. A police union official says officers are facing genuine urban guerrillas. The rioting started after two teens were killed in a crash with a police car on Sunday. People say officers left the scene without helping the teens after their motorbike collided with the car. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Allison, right back to you.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Matt.